tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's November 26, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Yesterday, we covered news that California Governor Gavin Newsom had plans to step up with an EV rebate of their own if Trump kills the $7,500 federal tax credit. As details have emerged there, it seems like Gavin has plans to exclude Tesla from that rebate. And of course, Elon is upset. Tesla CEO fired back on excluding Tesla from California's new EV incentives he wants to kill. And according to Fred Lambert, the knives are out. Yesterday, we reported that California announced that if the federal tax credit does go away under Trump next year, it has plans to step in with its own credit to compensate for it. Of course, since then, Illinois and other states have also decided to announce similar EV rebates. Governor Gavin Newsom has since elaborated on the proposal to add a market share limitation criteria for EVs that would exclude Tesla, which has the most EV market share in the California market. The goal is reportedly to, quote, create the market conditions for more of these car makers to take root. Tesla CEO Elon Musk called the proposal insane. Quote, Tesla is the only one making cars in California. Not true. So this move hurts jobs in California. Again, just a simple fact check here. Toyota makes cars in California. BYD makes vehicles in California. Plenty of people are making cars in California. Tesla employs many people in California, especially at its Fremont factory in the Bay Area, but it also employs engineering and design teams in both Southern and Northern California. It sounds like Musk, then, who is lobbying to remove the federal tax credit, believes that Tesla might have to cut jobs in California if this plan is executed. So, while it seems that conservatives are more than willing to leave it up to the states, they don't really like leaving it up to the states when it doesn't go in their favor. That said, there's more good news coming out of California. UCLA has received $20 million to electrify its bus fleet and deploy California's first in-road EV charging. UCLA Events and Transportation share details of the new grant from the California State Transportation Agency's Transit and Intercity Rail Capital Program, totaling $19.85 million. The grant was awarded in collaboration with CalSTART, a nonprofit dedicated to accelerating clean transportation in California, and wireless charging provider Electreon. Per UCLA, the grant will expand its fleet of 5 all-electric buses and an all-electric passenger van by adding another 8 EV buses. Additionally, Electreon will install inductive charging coils below the road along routes on Charles E. Young Drive between the Westwood Plaza intersection and Murphy Hall. A first of its kind in California, Electreon's wireless EV charging technology will enable electric passenger shuttles and heavy-duty buses to recharge while driving along these routes. Electreon has already successfully deployed the same technology along routes in Detroit and recently introduced an expansion of the services to support commercial delivery vehicles. The new transit hub and extension will be a game changer for connectivity in Westwood, making it easier for everyone to travel between UCLA and key destinations throughout Los Angeles, especially as the city prepares to host the Olympics, thereby fostering a more integrated and accessible urban landscape. And while we talk about innovative EVs and innovative EV solutions, it's worth mentioning that today's show is sponsored by Blue Eddy, a leading provider of sustainable energy solutions specializing in portable power stations, solar generators, and energy storage systems. As a provider of dependable and portable energy solutions, Blue Eddy has become an industry leader with a presence in over 100 countries that's trusted by millions of customers worldwide. Its portfolio of clean, portable energy solutions continues to grow, offering customers viable options for all uses and budgets. That portfolio includes the AC70, AC180, and AC200L, as well as Blue Eddy's latest technology, the hands-free line of all-in-one backpack power stations. Now through November 28th, save up to 52% on Blue Eddy products during its exclusive Black Friday pre-sale event. Explore all the deals at BlueEddyPower.com and be sure to use promo code BlueEddy5OFF for 5% off all power stations site-wide. We're very excited to have Blue Eddy as our title sponsor this month. They obviously like what we're doing. We like what they're doing. So it's a partnership that makes a ton of sense. Something else that makes a ton of sense is this 650 horsepower Kia EV6 GT starting at just over $50,000 in Korea. This is the most powerful car Kia has ever made, and it just got even better thanks to a new refresh with slightly updated headlights, taillights, and of course, a new interior. Boasting 576 horsepower, the electric sports car can accelerate from 0 to 60 in just 3.4 seconds. Kia initially put the EV6 up against the Ferrari Roma and Lamborghini Huracan Evo to prove its prowess, beating both of them off the line. 2 years later, the electric sports car is already due for a refresh, with Kia launching the new EV6 GT in Korea this Tuesday, starting at just over $50,000 domestically. The improved front and rear electric motors, the Kia EV6 now packs up to 650 horsepower and 770 newton meters of torque when launch control is active. Without it, the EV sports car still has a whopping 609 horsepower and 740 newton meters of max torque. A Kia official said the new upgraded model will, quote, become a standard that will change the paradigm of high-performance electric vehicles. If you've ever spent time behind the wheel of one of these, you know that it probably already has. These things are ridiculously quick and definitely supercar material. And while we're on the topic of Kia and its parent company, Hyundai, GM's next electric pickup truck might actually be based on a Hyundai or vice versa. Pickup trucks and SUVs dominate the North American market and are gaining traction overseas. Seeing that opportunity, GM and Hyundai are reportedly teaming up to launch an electric pickup. According to GM CEO Mary Barra, the partnership is designed to unlock the scale and creativity of both companies. GM and Hyundai plan to, quote, enhance competitiveness in key markets and vehicle segments. They will use their competitive strengths to slash costs and introduce advanced new technology. A new report from Korean media outlet Pulse claims Barra met with Hyundai chairman Yoo-Seon Chung earlier this month to discuss the partnership. The report claims that Hyundai and GM aim to team up on the development of a new electric truck. Interestingly, the two leading OEMs are considering badge engineering, where Hyundai might sell vehicles made by GM with its branding, or vice versa. The partnership is significant given the scope of the two auto giants. GM's Chevy Silverado was the second best-selling vehicle nameplate in the U.S. last year behind Ford's F-Series. The Ram pickup placed third. Now, when we talk about pickup trucks, we talk about big SUVs in America, we also want to talk about micromobility, things like electric scooters, electric bicycles. But this is a little bit different. This next topic is an electric bike that has less to do with getting around and more to do with putting a smile on your face. That is the Huffy Bicycle Green Machine, the household bike brand name and e-mobility innovator. Today's episode is actually sponsored by Huffy Bicycles, which is celebrating 130 years in the segment. Huffy's bikes are sold across thousands of retail locations, shipping millions of bikes to customers throughout the U.S. and 40 additional international markets each year. The Huffy name is known for products that deliver rider comfort, style, and durability, whether on a bike, trike, scooter, or ride-on. There's something for every member of the family to enjoy. Since 2019, Huffy has been calling riders together with the rally cry, Live the Ride, which encourages families to celebrate togetherness by exploring the outdoors atop its products. Huffy's lineup includes the new Huffy Electric Green Machine, which you can see here, a nostalgic, electrified version of the classic drift trike Huffy fans know and love. The powerhouse drift trike is packed with 36 volts of electric power and a 250 watt front hub motor that lets riders reach an exhilarating speed of up to 15 miles an hour with the push of a thumb throttle button. Perfect for thrill seekers age 14 and up, the Electric Green Machine reignites the fun and excitement of your childhood rides. The new Electric Green Machine is available on Huffy.com for just under $600. However, you could use promo code ELECTRECGM, that's ELECTRECGM for Green Machine, to check out for 30% off your purchase, valid on the Electric Green Machine only. Huffy's Black Friday deals are available now at the link and description below in the show notes, but only until December 8th, so act quickly while supplies last. Obviously, very excited to have the Green Machine sponsor us here. Loved mine when I was a kid and absolutely jealous of Seth, who got one of these to demo, and it should have been me. But hey, as soon as I get mine, I'll post a video of that here as well. Now, finally, you know, we like to end these shows talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about energy. Today is no different. Former coal mine land used to host a 5.5 gigawatts of solar as Peabody partners with RWE. That's U.S. coal giant Peabody and Germany's RWE teaming up to develop a 5.5 gigawatt solar energy project here in the American Midwest. It is an unlikely but strategic partnership. RWE is one of the world's leading renewable energy developers, while Peabody was once the largest private sector coal company in the world. RWE is buying into R3 Renewables, a joint venture that Peabody launched alongside Summit Partners Credit Advisors and Riverstone Credit Partners. With this move, RWE is acquiring Summit and Riverstone stakes and taking a majority position, while Peabody will still hold on to 25% equity interest. The projects are spread across Indiana and Illinois, focusing on a large-scale solar and energy storage on land that Peabody previously mined for coal. The plan is to develop 10 projects totaling 5.5 gigawatts of energy. RWE will take over 7 of the projects, while the remaining 3 will continue under a joint venture with Peabody. If it all goes to plan, these projects could be generating enough electricity to power more than 850,000 homes. RWE sees this as a big opportunity to expand throughout the U.S. Midwest. Andrew Flanagan, CEO of RWE Clean Energy, called the partnership, quote, an exciting opportunity to invest in rural regions of Indiana and Illinois, while promising economic development through construction jobs, investment, and community benefits. The plan aims to support the energy transition while ensuring that communities historically tied to coal can still see benefits, this time from clean energy. That's all we've got for today, November 26, 2024. Sorry for all the sponsors, but honestly, we're happy to have them, and we love to see companies doing great work and supporting the work we're doing here. Be sure to like and subscribe to Quick Charge so you don't miss any more of these great deals being offered to Electrek readers and, of course, Quick Charge listeners.